So please lie on your backs. Bring your attention to the contact of your back on the floor, including the pelvis. And start from the tailbone, from the very end of the pelvis. Feel in which direction your tailbone is pointing. If it's pointing up between your legs or pointing down to the floor or towards your legs down. It can take time to actually also just think of that place. And again, it's not something that you need to think of precisely or scientifically. You're just bringing your awareness to that part of yourself. So bring your attention to the spine, also from the pelvis towards your lower back. And proceed, just feeling the spine in the middle of your back, between the ribs, the spine between your shoulder blades, and the spine at the base of your neck. Between the first rib, the beginning of your torso, or the dorsal spine, and the start of your neck. There are two big vertebrae there. One is at the end of the neck, and one at the beginning of your torso, very close to each other. And then feel the continuation of your spine, the cervical spine, the neck, how it arches away from the floor. And where you feel the spine and the skull joining very high up. Now very gently, do very small movements of lifting both shoulders very gently away from the floor and back down. Soft, soft. So the arms stay on the floor. The elbows can stay on the floor. And it's a very gentle movement of lifting both shoulders at the same time, softly, softly. And bring them back to the floor. So feel how you, when you're lying on your back like this, the legs are long, the arms beside your body, and you're lifting both shoulders very gently and back down, and feel what part of your back comes to lean on the floor. Where do you feel? Now do it so slow, very small, soft. And feel when you're lifting the shoulders, if you're shrugging the shoulders, if you're bringing them close to each other from the front, or if maybe you're opening the shoulders wider, try to just lift them as if there were two hands that were supporting these shoulders from just the spine of the shoulder blade, and we're just lifting them a very little bit, very, very softly. Slower, much softer. Much, much softer. How to do it softer, how to do it slower. For example, think of the contact of your shoulder blades on the floor. Before you lift the shoulders, just feel what part of your shoulder blades is on the floor. Now, when you're starting to lift both shoulders just a tiny bit, feel where does the pressure slide to, on what part of the shoulder blade. If you do it very quickly, you'll miss it. It's not where you think it is. And feel if the weight, the contact shifts over to the shoulder blade somewhere lower, but also on the spine, there's a different contact. Soft, soft. Now, while you do that, notice what happens with the feeling in the neck, the feeling in the throat, in the head. What does the head do? And allow for the chin to move a little bit away from the chest bone. So the throat will lengthen a bit when both shoulders are lifting, very gently. So the chin is moving away from the throat, not closer. That's it, but soft, soft, much softer. See if you can do this movement of the shoulders without tensing your arms. Let the elbows stay on the floor and actually feel that when you're lifting the shoulders very gently, some of the weight comes onto the elbows, but it's very light because the weight is spread between the back, the elbows, the hand. And feel how the head starts tilting a little bit backwards, very, very gently. You really need to do this movement slowly, very softly. Like the bell hand that you did yesterday for those who were there, or even last week. Just thinking how to do a movement so gentle. Now observe while you're doing that, if you're exerting any effort and where, and see how to let go of that effort if it's possible. Where would you like it to be easier? So it's up to you how to do it easier. And then observe what you're doing this movement with. What kind of muscles? Where are the muscles that are helping you to lift both shoulders very gently away from the floor? And again, observe how the front of your neck lengthens, the chest bone is moving a little bit away, rolling away from your chin, and the chin a little bit away from the chest bone. Very softly when you're lifting these shoulders. That's nice. But how not to stretch your elbows. See what position you want to have the arms, so it will really be comfortable for the arms, for the neck. Now do the same movement with your pelvis. So lift the tail very gently. Bring it in the direction of the shoulders while the shoulders are lifting as well.
Soft, soft. And see if you can do this without
pressing your feet. So you roll the pelvis, you lift the end of the pelvis, the tailbone, and you lift the shoulders and they come towards each other. Softer, much softer. And see when you're using the legs, and if it's possible to think of the pelvis rolling there, so you can do a very gentle movement, and the legs stay limp. The whole body stays limp while you're lifting the shoulders, lifting the end of the pelvis, rolling them towards each other. Feel what happens in your hip joints. Now do the same thing, but this time press the feet into the floor. Press the heels. Soft, not hard. And feel the effect here. You're still rolling the pelvis and both shoulders towards each other, and feel if the throat can lengthen gently, the head rolls a little bit backwards towards a higher part of the head, towards the top of the head, very gently. Now press only your right heel. Press the right heel and roll the pelvis towards the shoulders and the shoulders towards the pelvis. And feel how your right hip joint is lifting. In which direction is it going? Through the body. Now observe that also the left shoulder is lifting. So lift this diagonal in its edges. Lift the right hip joint, the right hip joint, and the left shoulder towards each other. Just this diagonal. That's it. Soft, soft, much, much softer. So it's not a big movement that's big enough to make you come to stand up or do something. It's a very gentle movement. Do it softer. You press the right foot, the right hip joint lifts, the left shoulder comes towards it as well. And observe now, what does the head do when you're doing this movement? In which direction is the head rolling? How does it feel on the side of the neck? On the left side, on the right side, behind, at the front of the neck, in the throat. Where is the tension? Now just think at the same time while you continue doing this movement that the left shoulder is lifting a little bit. And if it was exactly, now you see, if you think of this left shoulder just lifting a little bit, the head will go somewhere else. The head is starting to roll a little bit to the right. And you still press with your right foot to bring the right hip joint lifting a little bit towards your left shoulder. Work more softly, like you would want somebody to work with you. Again, think if somebody held your left shoulder, just the left shoulder, Let go of the hip joint for now. Softly, softly lifting it and see if the head was really free. Now, how to lift the shoulder is another question, but feel that when you're lifting this shoulder, it takes with it, it starts turning also your spine, starts turning the vertebrae, the first rib. That's it. And then also the neck, the first vertebra of the neck below, or the lowest part of the neck. Soft, soft. And then see that the head is gently, gently rolling. Do it softer. So it will be a nice feeling for you. Now lift again both shoulders, the whole shoulder girdle and the pelvis towards each other. Soft, soft. And see again if you can let go of the use of your legs. If you can do that with less pressure. Notice what happens with your knees. Firstly, there's a difference between the knees. One knee bends more than the other. And observe if the knees need to bend at all. Think if the connection between the legs, the hip joints, and the pelvis was, if there was much more space there. And you do a very gentle movement of just rolling, starting to lift your tailbone up. That's it. And feel the small of the back coming closer to the floor. And the shortening in the back starting to let go. If you could do this movement and bring your attention to all those areas where you feel that the back is not really resting on the floor as it could. And just think if that place could rest a little bit more, if you could let it drop down or let it press gently down, more as an idea, as a feeling that you want to bring to that area. And when you're rolling like this, the pelvis, so the tailbone lifts a bit and both shoulders lift a bit and they come to meet towards each other, feel that those places that are coming to your awareness, that you could there let go more and more of these patterns of effort or standing when you're lying on the floor now. Reminding your brain that this is another context. So that you can improve your spine, you can improve the functioning of your muscles. Soft, soft. If you do it with force, it probably won't stay in your memory. It will be the flavor of effort that will stay, but not the feeling. The effort will overcast the more subtle sensations, which are newer. Let go of this. Now, only mentally think of pressing your left heel so that the left hip joint lifts towards your right shoulder and the shoulder to the hip joint. Thinking of this diagonal from your left leg to your right shoulder. Just think of it, how they lift towards each other. The pelvis rolls a little bit, the tailbone lifts a bit. So think of the use of the left leg, how when you're mentally pressing the left heel and you think of your left hip joint lifting and the pelvis rolling very gently towards your right shoulder and the shoulder lifting a little bit towards it, but do it mentally. Really do it mentally. Do a tenth of the movement that you're already doing so that somebody from outside won't be able to see that. Because you see, the intention does show immediately in the activation. But if you do it smaller and smaller, dilute it, then you'll see that what stays is more clarity of the areas that now can come closer to the floor. So on your back, the small of your back, the leg, the way the shoulder lifts. And now notice what the head is doing here. In which direction is the head rolling? Think again, but don't decide it. Just think really of your right shoulder lifting, the left hip joint coming towards it, and the head free, the base of your neck free, the first rib of your chest is free. And that makes all the others also free. Free to participate. Now please slowly stand both legs. So there's a comfortable gap between them. And again, lift both shoulders and the pelvis towards each other. The end of the pelvis, the tailbone, very softly, and the shoulders. And notice your breathing. How do you breathe when you're doing this? When do you breathe in? Feel where it's easier to let go after you release this coming close of the shoulders and the pelvis. Feel the effect on the chest, on the lungs, the airways. And see here, are you using your legs when you're doing this movement? The legs are still standing. And now the pelvis is in an easier condition for many. And see here how to roll the pelvis without pressing on the legs. It's not so simple. See if it's possible at all. Check again if the throat is free to lengthen when the shoulders are lifting softly. Where you'd like to make it nicer. Now use your feet to do this aim action. Press with both feet, lifting the shoulder girdle and your pelvis rolling towards it. And feel how the hip joints are activated. Both feet are standing somewhere really comfortable. Okay, if you feel that they're sliding away from you, then check if you can make it less slippery. So you really feel that you don't have to struggle with keeping the legs there. Now, very slowly, continue doing this movement and slowly, slowly stretch your right leg down. And continue bringing the pelvis and the shoulder girdle closer to each other. They're both lifting gently. So the top part of them is lifted and the lower part of them is resting even more on the floor, like the side of a ball that you're rolling, and one part of it is rolling up, another part stays down. Soft, soft, and feel here on the back, what part of the back each time learns to make its, to recognize the floor. Now see, don't use the right leg. Make really sure that you're not pressing on the heel. Or on the left leg, see that there's a difference in this very clear situation of difference. Which leg do you feel you're using more? When you don't want to use the legs. Now slowly stretch also the left leg down. Continue the movement of rolling the pelvis towards the shoulder girdle and the shoulder girdle to the pelvis at the same time. Both legs are long. And see if you can keep these legs more quiet. That means you need to do the movement smaller. Notice if there's a difference, even now, between the legs. One leg is moving more. One knee is bending more. What makes it different? Where is it different? Does it have to be like that? Is there a difference between the legs? And bring your right shoulder and the left hip joint towards each other, but do a tenth of the movement. The tiniest part of the movement that you can do. Just bring the right shoulder and the left hip joint closer and back down, soft, soft. And see what the head is doing. Don't forget your comfort. Connect it to yourself. And now do the opposite diagonal. Lift your left shoulder towards your right hip joint and lift the hip joint gently. And like that, shift to one diagonal lifting and then the other diagonal lifting. Soft, soft, small. And feel where is the intersection of these diagonals on your back, if it's different. Now gently roll your head from side to side, very softly, slowly. And let the head decide on the organization of the rest. When you'll bring one diagonal closer to each other from the front, and when the other diagonal. You just roll the head. And decide when you want to lift your left shoulder and the right hip joint towards each other. Just feel which diagonal do you want to bring closer as the head is rolling without stopping the movement of your head. So you find that there is a rhythm, timing of your head And everything else is relating to that. It's like a natural rhythm that you're connecting to and letting your body connect to. Feel how the head is moving in space and everything else organizes itself around it. Around all of these sense organs that are moving in your head, the eyes, the ears, the nose, and the mouth. Now, very slowly, let go of the head and just very slowly open, move your knees apart and start standing the feet. You can stand them one at a time, both together, slowly, gently. And slowly, slowly, also interlace your hands, bring them behind your head. So the hands cradle the head, the back of the head, and continue the movement of the pelvis, the shoulders, and very gently, do a tiny movement of lifting the head while you're doing that. So the elbows can come closer a little bit, you use the elbows. But this time, just in the middle, just the shoulders and the pelvis, without a diagonal, do it simpler. Maybe it's simpler to do it to the side. Just see, when you're lifting your head, very, very softly to bring the shoulders and the pelvis. It's the same action. Soft, soft, soft. Observe here, when do you breathe in? Lift the head smaller, so much smaller, so it's just for the same feeling. The lifting of the head here serves for another mean. That's it, smaller, softer. Feel when do you breathe in? Dr. Feldenkrais says here, we cannot move ourselves from ourselves. And therefore it is terribly important there will be times in our life when we are concerned only with our well-being. How can you now be concerned with your well-being? So it's not just an action of lifting a head and the shoulders and the pelvis. Feel your well-being. How to do it so it will feel that this is enough for you to lift the head, just a tiny little bit to feel, where do you feel your spine now? Where do you learn to let go of those habitual efforts in your back? How do you connect it to your breathing? To the lightness of the head, the way you use your hands. Please let go of this. Lengthen both arms beside your body. Slowly lengthen both legs down. Gently roll your head from side to side. Observe how it rolls now. which places are freer. Feel the connection of the head to the base of the neck and to the first rib of your chest. To the weight over the shoulders when you're rolling the head from side to side, how it changes. Slowly choose a side from your own feeling. Take any time you want. Take a very long time to just feel when you're rolling the head to which side it will be more easily organized. To slowly come to sitting and standing and take your time and go back. You're exploring, but look for that continuity. If there is some continuity in that movement. So look for the way to roll the head and find which direction it will be easier for you to come very slowly to sitting, standing, going back, till you find a way where you feel that more of you is included in that action, that it moves more connected together, the head, with the pelvis, with the ribs, I'm giving you time to explore. For some, they want less time. Some want more time. For each one, it's different. But don't feel rushed to achieve anything. It's really just about connecting you to a feeling of your interest and your well-being. Slowly organize yourself to come to sitting. And from there, slowly to standing. And see also in the way you're coming to standing up, if it's continuous, if it's, there's some, doesn't have to be ideal, but how does it connect with your feeling of this is all of me coming up? And when you're standing up, take a moment to see how you're standing now, how it feels. Feel the sense of stability, if it's changed. The legs. The pelvis. Notice the feeling in your face. If the face feels different, softer. If the eyes are more open, softer. walk. And gradually, even though you're in a closed room, still see if there is a rhythm that you want to walk in that is good for your feeling, where you can continue listening to yourself moving. Notice the changes. Notice your height, how it feels. Feel your chest, if your chest feels different. Maybe you're breathing.